चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
इंडियाज इकोनॉमिक कंस्ट्रेंट बाय वीकनिंग हाउसहोल्ड कंजम्पशन सेज मोदीज। इंडियाज वीक हाउसहोल्ड कंजम्पशन विल कर्ब इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ एंड वे ऑन द क्रेडिट क्वालिटी ऑफ इंडियन इश्यूअर्स इन अ रेंज ऑफ सेक्टर्स, मोदीज इन्वेस्टर सर्विस सेड ऑन मंडे। लाइक अदर मेजर मार्केट्स, इंडियाज ग्रोथ हैज decelerated with GDP growth falling to 4.5% in the July to September quarter from 5% in the April to June quarter. Moody's has lowered its GDP growth projection for India for the fiscal year ending March 2020 to 4.9% from 5.8%. What was once an investment-led slowdown has now broadened into weakening consumption driven by financial stress among rural households on the back of stagnating agricultural wage growth and constrained productivity, as well as weak job creation due to rigid land and labor laws, said Moody's Assistant Vice President and Analyst Deborah Tan. The credit crunch among non-bank financial institutions, which have been major providers of retail loans in recent years, has exacerbated the slowdown. While the income shock to households has been unfolding over several years, it was not visible on headline growth as long as households could borrow from NBFIs. With the materialization of credit supply shock, we now see the impact of these twin shocks on growth, added Tan. Meanwhile, Moody's expects that government measures to stimulate domestic demand, including income support for farmers and low-income households, monetary policy easing, and broad corporate tax cut, will be limited in offsetting this slowdown. Although modest recovery is expected for the next year, supported partly by spillovers from policy stimulus, economic growth will be weaker than in recent years, which will have negative credit implication for Indian issuers in the range of sectors. In automotive, weak demand and tight liquidity will constrain automakers' earnings. Although delinquencies in auto asset-backed securities have not increased significantly, the performance of commercial vehicle loans backing ABS deals deteriorate if economic conditions remain subdued for a prolonged period. The slower economic growth over the past few quarters will also reduce the debt servicing capabilities of households, which in turn will weaken the asset quality of retail loans across all segments. Private sector banks have a larger exposure to retail loans and may be more at risk. However, an increase in non-performing loans should be gradual.